DE Broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News Brief. Veteran journalist Charles Osgood has died. He spent 45 years at CBS News interviewing luminaries from chef Julia Child to Sting.
I think interviewing is an art, and it consists mainly of getting the person you're talking to say what he really thinks.
Osgood's family says he'd been battling dementia. He was 91 years old. All eyes are on New Hampshire today as voters choose between two Republican candidates.
I'm hoping for a major win for Donald Trump.
She's a fighter and she's not giving up. Nikki's the one.
Trump is still the front runner. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu confirms 21 soldiers are dead after some buildings collapsed near its border with Gaza. He spoke through an interpreter.
The IDF is conducting a thorough examination of the disaster. We must learn the lessons and do everything for the peace of our soldiers.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers says Wisconsin is in a good position fiscally as he delivers his State of the State address tonight. Wisconsin has a projected $4 billion budget surplus. The speech will air tonight at 7 on many civic media radio stations. Republican state lawmakers are fast-tracking a bill to put an abortion ban after 14 weeks to a binding statewide referendum in April. But even abortion opponents have misgivings. Jack Hoogendyk is with Wisconsin Family Action.
93% of abortions occur before the 13th week of pregnancy. To prohibit abortion at 14 weeks is virtually meaningless.
The bill got a hearing yesterday. If it passes, Governor Evers is likely to veto it. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Wednesday, January 24th. The Village of Port Edwards will hold their Public Works Committee meeting at 4 p.m. at the Marshall Bueller Center. The Parks, Recreation, and Cemetery meeting will follow at 5. In Portage County, the Public Safety Emergency Management Committee will meet at 8 a.m. at 1500 Strongs Avenue in Stevens Point. The Solid Waste Management Board will meet at 4 in the Portage County Annex in Conference Room 5. The Wisconsin Rapids Aquaskiers officially kicked off their 2024 season. The first of 5 indoor land practices took place on Sunday, January 21st, in the gym at St. Luke's. The theme for this year's one-hour-long free weekly show is Pro Show Tour. They'll pay tribute to past professional water ski shows from around the world. Their free shows begin June 13th at Red Sands Beach on Lake Wazicha. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
It's fully leaded education talk. Hard facts with a humorous twist. Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are. Whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
The Bucks win in Detroit. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks pulled away late to beat the Pistons. Final score, Milwaukee 122, Detroit 113. Giannis with 31 points. Chris Middleton scoring 26. Surpassing the big dog, Glenn Robinson, as the third highest scoring player in franchise history. And he did it in Detroit, where his NBA career began. Middleton on Bally Sports.
That's pretty cool. Pretty cool moment. You know, I'm happy. Still want to keep doing a lot of great things for this team, for this city. It all started here, which is pretty cool that I did that. But I feel like I still have a lot left.
College hoops, Wisconsin and Minnesota tonight to face the Gophers. NFL, at his end-of-season press conference, Packers head coach Matt LaFleur suggested he consider giving up play calling during games in order to focus on all aspects of the team.
You know, I got to make some decisions how we, you know, game plan offensively. Going to look at all that stuff and try to do what's best for our football team.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Cloudy and mild today as high temperatures climb to the low 30s. Patchy fog builds in overnight as lows take a dip to the upper 20s. Tomorrow is when we rise above freezing. Fog will become more widespread as freezing rain arrives by noon and flips to regular rain after 2. Right now, it's 30.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Hey, this is Aaron from the Todd Allbaugh Show. Just letting you know that on Wednesday, the 24th, Todd will be back with us live in Wausau. So join us then from noon to 2.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this January 23rd, 2024. I have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. In part two at 3:30 today, we're going to welcome in new executive director with the Family Center, Trika Faulkner, going to join us. We're looking forward to talk with her in just a little bit. Right now, we have with us in studio our great friend, Lacey Ayling, events and engagement director with our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Lacey, good to see you.
Good to see you, James.
Thanks for being here. And thanks for bringing a friend. You brought a friend that we already know here. Steve
yes.
is with us.
Absolutely. Steve from WRPS is here to join me today.
Steve, good to see you.
It's good to see you too, James.
Thanks again for being here. We appreciate it. We're going to put you on the spot. I mean, ask you some questions in just a moment. We'll talk
Sounds
with
great.
You. Looking forward to it. Lacey, we usually start off talking about upcoming community events. We got some really great stuff coming up. What do you guys got going on?
Yes. So annual meeting and awards. We are still looking for one silver sponsor. That is the award sponsor, so your business logo will be on that award featured given to the Ambassador of the Year. That is the only one we're looking left for that one. And then we also have bronze and gold sponsorships. Please reach out to me. I have all the information. It comes with a whole bunch of stuff you'll be a part of for that event. So please reach out. Very excited. Definitely. We're getting down there. I think we have like 40 something days left. Stacy told me yesterday. But yes, obviously, please reach out. Communications@WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. Please, please, please definitely get involved. We are really excited. Our 76th year. So it's something to be said about that.
Absolutely. 76 is very impressive. We're a little older, but it's still very impressive. No, it's still cool that we are proud of our chamber, proud of the work that they've done over those decades. Lacey, for those that don't know what the event is, what exactly goes on with this event?
Yes. So we are celebrating all of these local businesses that are part of our chamber. So we will get together, we'll gather, we will talk about upcoming things. We're going to have a mission moment speaker. She'll be from the Hannah Center. So very excited to hear about the things going on as they open their doors in 2024. We've been doing a lot of changes, updates, and then with obviously kind of unveiling our SWOT analysis at that awards, as well as just some things to look forward to, and then recognizing all the businesses in the area that have given back. So large investor of the year, large business of the year, small business of the year, innovative business, obviously ambassador of the year. So a lot of fun businesses that have been a part of it that are supporting our local businesses, giving back, and definitely, you know, being a great advocate for the for the sponsors and, you know, for everyone involved.
I didn't hear greatest local DJ. I didn't hear that on the list.
We're working on that, James.
Oh, okay, cool. No, more importantly, it is a real opportunity for us to give a tip of the hat to so many in our community and be able to also, I think, encourage people. Like, you know, show inspiring people. Inspiration, I think, comes from this. When I see other people doing good, I don't think, okay, well, there's no good left to be done. We're all right as a society. No, that just encourages more and more people to do good, put back into their community, to invest in their community. It's a really fun event.
Yes. And then we are, so even with our, I know we have some large sponsorships, but as well as Wine Liquor Pull, the raffle prize, donation prize. So it can align with, I know it's the beginning of the year, you have a lot of things that you're going to be asked for this year. So definitely, if you're looking for a smaller one, we are absolutely accepting those. You can drop them off at the chamber, reach out to me, we can come pick them up. We'll do whatever works best for your business and definitely what aligns with your mission.
What day is the event?
That is Wednesday, March 6th.
Yeah. So keep that in mind, everybody. Be sure to bookmark that. Even if you are not a business or something, we can attend and be at the meeting.
Well, and definitely, we sent out, so we're hoping to get our RSVPs back. But yep, if you were a business, reach out. We have sent out everyone, but obviously they're going to come with some inserts that you can kind of fill out, tailor-made to you, and then as well as all their food choices for the night.
I do want to pull an audible before we get into our next topic really quick with you, Lacey, because I got your newsletter today, and I just want to remind people to sign up for the newsletter. It's a great way to keep up to date on everything in your community.
Absolutely. Please do that. I know we have a lot of people that make sure that it's not going to spam as well,
because
for some reason with 2024, it's a lot of things have been, cyber security has been kind of beefed up a little bit, so make sure you reach out, and if you're not getting something, like James Scott today, reach out to the chamber, and we can definitely make sure that we update your information.
We're very excited about Lunch by the River coming up this spring, not only because it makes us think of spring and warmer times and everything, but we love Lunch by the River. It's one of our favorite events in this area. And I would say in the last year or two, there's been some really fun things happening with it. And it's always been a great event. It feels like you guys have just added a little more icing to the cake of this event. Is that kind of the case, Lacey?
I'm very excited. So the 37th year, so we're getting up there on some of long-standing events, but absolutely the city has been really accommodating and me wanting additional space. Obviously we have the all the things on the other side of the river, but we want to kind of keep it to where it's like a, not that it's a huge event during the week, but something where you can walk from one side, you can go to the, the market, see everything, get some stuff over there, as well as come over, some entertainment, some activities, learn a little bit about, the community, and then obviously food trucks, food vendors, activities. We're, we're trying to pair with some wonderful food so that I can kind of cover all my bases, as well as wanting some different type things. So I really want to bring in people. So that's my goal, is to kind of have something for everyone. So caricatures, I want to do face painting, I want to do some outdoor things. I'd love to do like martial arts. I even mentioned I wanted to have like a fire juggler, but Stacey was like, I don't know about our insurance for that. But I've been like trying to find things that are going to bring people in, maybe like give them some experiences, make some memories that like they can look back on and be like, oh, I remember when I took you to Lunch by the River, and you know that's where you decided that you wanted to do this, or you wanted to be a singer. So if you're interested, if you're a local entertainer, if you're not local and you you have roots here and you want to spend the summer here, on the Wisconsin River singing, I think that's great. And I definitely want to foster any of those things happening in this area. Please reach out. I'm really, really excited to have this planned ahead of time so that people can kind of bookmark it. I'm big on like, let's not wait. So that's why you're hearing about it when there's snow on the ground, because I want this completely booked within the next 2 months. Please reach out. Don't think that like, oh, well, I'm kind of new to this, but I think it's great exposure. And I definitely want to get people. So if you think, oh, it's going to be fun, or even like, I was even thinking about a comedian, but different things that are going to bring people in, and something for everybody.
Yeah. With an event like this, it's not only a great opportunity for us as a community to get out on our lunch break and get some air, get outside a little bit, maybe try a food that you haven't tried before, or see a business that you haven't seen before. Those are all great for our community. On the other side of this, if you're an entertainer, this is a wonderful opportunity to get seen by people maybe you wouldn't normally see. I've talked to a couple of people who have done this, like Jordan Bain, and Jordan is a musician. Most of the time, he's at bars or situations like that when people are seeing him. He's at that group, and all of a sudden, people are seeing him and hearing him that he haven't ever seen him before, and he's been doing this a long time. He's not the only person like that. There's a lot of acts of ours that get seen by different people, get heard by different people, just by being at Lunch by the River. And that goes the same for businesses. We got a lot of great businesses in this area, nothing but great local businesses in this area. But you and I talk about this a lot, Lacey. This is well-knit as our community is. There happens all the time. Oh, I didn't know they were in town. Oh, I didn't know about this place. This is an opportunity for that not to happen to your business. You show up at Lunch by the River. Everybody shows up at Lunch by the River. And you may not be able to go to every single one, but you're at one, you're at two. If you're a business and you're there every week, you're getting seen every week.
Absolutely. And we're also planning for Gather by the Gazebo. So that's in Rome. That's once a month. So obviously Lunch by the River, we're every Thursday. We start on the last May because we obviously one of them is the 4th of July. So we're not going to try to steal that date. So we're going to go from that May, the last date in May, and then until the last date in August. And obviously I'm looking to fill every one of those spots with activities, with vendors, with entertainers, with sponsors. So if that's something that you want to get out, obviously even with sponsors, you get, you know, you have a large space to be able to talk. Even if you don't want to talk, I can talk about it on Facebook Live. And 2024 is going to be a big mission of mine to make sure that we are on the social media, that we are sharing these things. I've taken a lot of great videos. I've heard there was some people that were at Rendezvous, and his voice was so great. And it was really hard because the wind was there, and it was hard to record it. And there's just something about live music that I feel like it brings people together. The kids can run around and, you know, and play, and you can get, you know, you can have some of the food that we have here. And I'm really, really excited to just, I think it's such a memory to make during the summer. The kids are off, get out of the house, go do something. It's free. You don't have to buy anything. There's no charge. So you can go, you know, you can go sit down there. You could, you know, bring a picnic lunch. I think that there's a lot of opportunities, and don't feel like, oh, well, I can't, you know, I can't do that. That doesn't work for me. And that's obviously at different locations. We're in Nacusa, we're in Rome, and obviously entertainers, sponsors, food vendors for all.
It's such a fun event. We're looking so forward to it. You and I have this in common about planning. Let's help Lacey plan this ahead, get this all hammered out and everything for spring. And Lacey, I appreciate the initiative, the imagination that you've taken to this, and so much of what you've done in this position since you've been there. I want to help. I'm going to learn to juggle fire. I'm going to learn. I got some time here before spring. I'm sure I'll be able to get it down by then.
I think you could probably do comedian stuff too, or DJ. I think you're a jack of many trades. I think you could.
We are definitely looking forward to being down there as a sponsor this year. We're very excited about that. We'll meet you down there coming up on Lunch by the River coming up this spring. We have, of course, Steve with us with Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools, and we're going to talk a little bit about the teen leadership and the community leadership programs now, right?
Yes, absolutely. Very, very excited. Laura is who you're going to want to reach out to if you are interested. We're in, you know, kind of halfway through our community leadership and teen leadership in our area, but if you are interested, she is already looking for next year. So that's 715-422-4860 or workforce@wisconsinrapidschamber.com. Please reach out to her. She's very excited. She's just as passionate as I am about making some changes, updating things, staying relevant, staying current with the things happening in our area.
This program has been doing a lot of good for a long time. Just like Lunch by the River, it's one of those things where it never hurts to dust things off and to see what we can improve on, what we can tinker with. And not so much change an event, but evolve an event. I think that's something that we're seeing a lot in society nowadays with a lot of different things. We here at WFHR have gone through that over the last couple of years of evolving, not so much changing, but kind of evolving and going that route. So anytime we can help with that, we want to be able to chime in, help with it. And also, of course, attend these events. They're important, and they do such good in the community. Steve, when we first met, and we've only talked a couple of times, but for me, this is always interesting to me when Lacey or anybody brings in somebody from the leadership organization, and I'm like, well, that's a leader right there. I already know he's a leader. I can see it. I can hear it in his voice. I know. So then to see you take this class, that's a leadership move. That's like what leaders do, is taking these classes, is taking classes to be even better at leading or that. Steve, what are some of the things that you've taken from the community leadership program?
Well, first off, James, I just want to say, like, I can't say enough about the program. It has been just a phenomenal, like you said, as a challenge as a leader, right? If we as leaders aren't growing and changing and learning new concepts and learning new skills, then we as individuals become stagnant. And, you know, this program has really been great for me personally to challenge my leadership, to continue to grow as a leader, and to learn more about the community with which I'm a part of, has just been phenomenal. And I, you know, this last month, and I'm probably getting ahead of myself a little bit, but this last month we spent a lot of time over at Mid-State Technical College. And, you know, as an employee of the school district, I probably know more than maybe some of your listeners who don't have a lot of contact with Mid-State, mm-hmm. just because, you know, that's part of my profession. I'm constantly pushing students and their families and showing them opportunities of what they could have and the things they could reach. But even with my background and my understanding of Mid-State, part of this leadership program showed me so much more of what Mid-State can mean, not just for the students that I see in the hallways in WRPS, but for the households, for the families, for the people who are just looking to learn new things or do something with their friend group and just get out and just have a great time and enjoy our community. You know, we've spent the last 10 minutes or so talking about lunch by the river. Like, our community has so much to offer its residents. And those are just some things that, as I continue to learn about them and grow, that I'm so excited to continue to be a part of in this community.
You mentioned Mid-State. What are some other things that you have done as part of the leadership class?
So we actually, as Mid-State being there, we got to go over to the Riverview Hospital and see their simulation center with their nursing program. So, James, I don't know if you and your listeners know this, but Mid-State is the fastest growing technical college in our state. And that's a gem that's sitting right here in our community, tucked away there. And so this simulation center over at the hospital is just a phenomenal training piece where they have these incredible mannequins that can breathe, they can blink, they can speak, they can go into medical crisis, and then you have, as the trainee, have to fix that crisis and then get them stabilized, and then they go right back to that homeostasis, if you will, and then you continue to communicate with them. I mean, the ability for Mid-State to train the next generation of professionals is just outstanding.
Understanding what they're doing over there seems like it can only enhance and help you with what you're doing in Rapids Public Schools.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. The more that we can continue to work together, and I think last time I was on your show, we talked about the dual credit opportunities, and you know, a student in our community has the ability to walk into Mid-State with college credits in their pocket, and with the direct admit program, not even having to go through the stress and the concern of, will I be accepted, will I not? You know, if you graduate from Lincoln High School, you're accepted to Mid-State. And if that means you're going to go there as a full-time student, wonderful, go as a full-time student. If that means you have to work and just take one class, wonderful, work and just take one class. And it's not just for high school students. Mid-State offers a lot of career certifications as well, and professional development. You know, if any of your listeners, if their business has a need for professional development within their organization, Mid-State has programs for that, and they have micro-credentialing that they can go through to help support that business to be able to get some of those things done, because they don't care solely about the student, what we would think of in the traditional standpoint, but they care about our entire community at large. Mm-hmm. So that's workforce development. That's finding the needs of our community. Mid-State is just partnering with some of our dental professions up in Marshfield, and they're opening a dental assisting program that they hope to grow even larger, because we have such a need in that industry in our community to find well-qualified professionals. And so it's not just about your traditional student that you would think of that's coming out of high school and going on, but it's really community development as well.
And that community, that Mid-State's been able to do all these things, and being one of the biggest growing in our tech school in our state, because they listen to the community, because they are paying attention, and they see a need, okay, we're going to address that, and going forward. They also are huge believers over there in education is fun.
Absolutely.
Education is life. Learning is fun. Learning is life. It's great if you want to go there to earn a degree or to add to a degree to go to a university or any of these things. But also, if you just want to learn, like you just want to take a class, they've got them over there for you.
Yeah, I don't know if they have fire juggling over there.
Yeah, I got to check out.
We'll have to look.
Yeah, I got some friends
maybe
over there.
Maybe we can reach out. Yeah, we can start something. But, you know, they do. If you want to get together with a group of your friends and learn how to do something better in the kitchen, or learn a new craft, and maybe spin some pottery, whatever the case may be, even if you're just looking for maybe a couple fun weekends to do something where you can challenge yourself to just do something new and fun, Mid-State can really help you. And I mean, they have a lot of options there.
One of the things that I enjoy about not only when I was young and falling in love with acting was the idea that, well, this is something I can never perfect. Like, I'm going to spend the rest of my life working to be the greatest at this, and I can always get better. I think that as I got older, I realized, oh, that's life. That's just life in general. Yeah. Like everything in life, we're always striving to get better and hoping to. And I think that that's one of the fun things about life. Just like with learning and taking this all the way back to Mid-State, you can carry that at Mid-State. You can carry that on over at Mid-State, continuing your education or adding to your degree or any of these things.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
MSTC.edu. I even know the website by heart. Be sure to check it out, everybody. A big shout out to our friends over at Mid-State. Steve, as we're talking about the Community Leadership Program, another fun part of this program that I've heard of for over the years is the people that you meet, the connections that you make that you may not always you may not make otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I would say for me personally, that's been instrumental and very key. You know, I've been in the Rapids community for a very short time, relatively speaking. It's been almost 5 years now. But when you think about all the things that have happened in our society in those 5 years, you know, we went through a pandemic in that time where we were all very hesitant to meet new people at that time. And there was a lot of friction in our society. And so even for me personally, this has been a phenomenal opportunity to get to know my community and to get to meet a lot of great people that are in the community who are trying to have a positive influence that it would have taken me years longer than it has now to meet and, you know, be connected and find those truthfully friendships that are going to carry on and we're going to be able to do great things through them.
Being able to strengthen your position and what you do and the knowledge that you know in that job, the connections that you make. Is there anything else that you want to touch on as far as the leadership program and encouraging people to learn more and to maybe even to take and participate in the class?
So I would encourage really anyone, whether you've been in the community for a short time like myself, or you might be a long-standing pillar in our community, because of all of the changes that our community has gone through and is continuing to go through, there are always new opportunities out there. And sometimes some of us as younger leaders are just looking for those established leaders to, you know, come alongside as a mentorship or just to say, hey, this has been an area or a vision of mine for a long time that I just haven't been able to make happen, that maybe you can find that connection to be able to really kind of push your business over the edge and to be able to make that last thing happen.
Well said. Good to have you here again, Steve, and good to talk with you again.
You as well, James. Thank you.
Lacey, I know as we're wrapping up here, we had some a couple of loose-fitting notes and just some notes that we wanted to touch on with the chamber.
So I know we touched on the Investor of the Month. Obviously, if you are interested in becoming a member of the chamber, please reach out. Please come in. We're there Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. Stacey, anyone really can kind of go over the membership things that you get from being there. So don't feel like, oh, I need to go there when, you know, a specific person's there. We can all handle membership. And we'd be happy to come in if you want us to come to your business. If you want, we can kind of figure something out to make it work. Especially, there's a lot of small businesses that are just starting and they don't have a space. They don't, you know, they're still they're in their home. So please let us know. We can come in. I have a gigantic office. I'd be more than happy to have you come in there. Let me know. And I definitely want us to be, you know, we can advocate better for our members if we understand them. So making sure that we're on the same page, we understand your why, we understand what we need to do. I see another community leadership participant walking by.
Yeah.
But yeah, obviously very, very excited. We also have the Central Wisconsin Days. So please join us. That is going to be Tuesday, February 13th, 8 to 4 at the Best Western Premier Park Hotel. So we're going to go over there. They're going to talk to a lot of like our local people talking about, you know, state policymakers, things like that. Stacey's typically the pioneer behind those kind of things, as well as our BOP program, so business outreach. Please reach out if you are a member and want us to come in your business. Let us know if you want to come to us. We can make anything work, as well as having a better understanding for you and getting you those referrals that you need.
Always appreciate the time, Lacey. Good hanging out with you. Good talking with you. I'm going to go learn fire juggling, and then we'll meet again soon, okay?
Sounds good.
See you next month. Find out more at WisconsinRapidsChamber.com, WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. Be sure to follow the Wisconsin Rapids Chamber of Commerce on social media as well. It's a great way to keep up to date on all the good things going on in your community. We'll come back with more Midday Magazine right here on WFHR, Locally Grown Radio.
This is Locally Grown Radio, WFHR.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. SmileTrain is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, Our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The teenager accused of killing a 10-year-old girl in Chippewa Falls almost 2 years ago will be tried in adult court. Court documents show the judge in the case made the ruling yesterday. The defendant's lawyers were trying to keep him in juvenile court to avoid a life prison sentence. The suspect was 14 years old when Lily Peters was killed. No trial date has been set yet. A bumper crop of U.S. college graduates boosted their earnings by $14 trillion between 2010 and 2020. But the head of the study says racial gaps persist. Tony Carnevale is with Georgetown University.
The way the American system works is that people from less advantaged families begin to lose ground in the early grades.
I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Stevens Point Fire Department received a grant to ensure local first responders have the necessary equipment to keep themselves and community members safe. The $34,205 grant comes from the Firehouse Subs Public Foundation. It will be used to purchase firefighting nozzle shutoffs, tips, flow test kits, and other equipment critically needed within the department. This will allow first responders to meet industry standards and increase firefighting effectiveness. Property tax payments are due on the last day of the month. If your municipality allows you to pay by installments, the first installment needs to be paid in full on or before January 31st to your local treasurer. Payments must be postmarked no later than January 31st to avoid delinquency status and possible additional charges. Portage County does not automatically mail receipts. You'll need to include a self-addressed, stamped envelope in your payment if you would like a receipt. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
The Bucks win in Detroit. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks pulled away late to beat the Pistons. Final score, Milwaukee 122, Detroit 113. Giannis with 31 points. Chris Middleton scoring 26. Surpassing the big dog, Glenn Robinson, as the third highest scoring player in franchise history. And he did it in Detroit, where his NBA career began. Middleton on Bally Sports.
That's pretty cool. Pretty cool moment. You know, I'm happy. Still want to keep doing a lot of great things for this team, for this city. It all started here, which is pretty cool that I did that, but I feel like I still have a lot left.
College hoops, Wisconsin and Minnesota tonight to face the Gophers. NFL, at his end-of-season press conference, Packers head coach Matt LaFleur suggested he consider giving up play calling during games in order to focus on all aspects of the team.
You know, I got to make some decisions how we, you know, game plan offensively. Going to look at all that stuff and try to do what's best for our football team.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Cloudy and mild today as high temperatures climb to the low 30s. Patchy fog builds in overnight as lows take a dip to the upper 20s. Tomorrow is when we rise above freezing. Fog will become more widespread as freezing rain arrives by noon and flips to regular rain after 2. Right now, it's 30.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, The Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The morning show on WFHR. It's different.
That's when all of a sudden, if you notice every other Batman costume, the cowl is not attached to the suit anymore.
Right.
And Batman can actually do this amazing thing where he turns his head. The Joker's masterful plan of going to the left. Serpentine.
Serpentine.
Quick penguin. Serpentine.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. only on Locally Grown Radio.
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this January 23rd, 2024, 3:30 on the clock, and you have your host, James Maloff, here, and we are welcoming into the studio new Executive Director, Tricia Faulkner, with us. Tricia, good to see you.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. I want to talk about the Family Center. I want to get into some things about the Family Center and some of the things going on there, but if you don't mind, we haven't really had a chance for you and our audience to get to know each other very much.
Yes.
Do you mind telling us a little bit of your origin story, where you're from, and some of that?
Yeah, absolutely. So I was born and raised here in Wisconsin Rapids. I have spent over 10 years previous to coming to the Family Center as the director of the Hanna Center in Marshfield. So lots of good experience from there coming over here. And I'm excited to be working in the community where I was born and raised now. And yeah, that's a little bit about me.
When it comes to doing choosing this career path, without asking too many intrusive details or anything like that, what was it about this that made you want to dedicate so much of your life, if not your life, to something like this?
Yeah, absolutely. So really, as a single mother myself and just life experiences and things like that, as a little kid, I wanted to be a nurse. And I started schooling for that and realized that's not really what I wanted to do, and ended up getting a criminal justice degree, which I really loved. However, I could see a lot of need outside of that degree and outside of what you're allowed to do within the criminal justice world. And then when the director position at the Hanna Center came open, I dove into that a little bit and researched and really found my passion and my calling with helping people in crisis and helping people to learn and see the value within themselves and to learn and see the life skills, to teach life skills so that they are able to be independent successfully, and watching people grow and achieve the milestones that they want to in their lives. Crisis is for a lot of people a lot of different things, and now at the Family Center, working with domestic violence and sexual assault victims and really helping people to see their worth and providing that safe shelter, and seeing the successes as, you know, employment is gained or their own apartment, things like that, is just amazing and really what I feel I've just been called to in my work for life.
I appreciate that. We appreciate that as a community. And I appreciate the answer and the vulnerability in it, in part because we're going to talk a little bit about volunteering in a little while. And I am positive that some of the things you said, if not all the things you said, are going to hit home to some people out there that may not realize that they have that in them and they have the opportunity to put back into their community through volunteering or other ways that you can help the Family Center. We'll wrap up and get to that before we get too long here. But I do want to talk about the and thank you again for sharing that. About the Family Center and some of the things going on over at the Family Center and really in the new year and what that entails, not just for the Family Center, but for us as a society.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a lot of exciting things happening in 2024 at the Family Center. Towards the end of 2023, the Board of Directors and I did a strategic planning program, and that has brought about a lot of cool changes that will be seen. Updates to mission, our core values, operating commitments, and things like that. So those are things that will really ensure that we are inclusive at the Family Center and encompassing all different dynamics of people that we do serve at the Family Center. And so I'm excited to bring that, roll that out in 2024. Mm-hmm. And you can be watching, you know, our website and Facebook and things like that as some of these changes come about. We've got a lot of new stuff happening in 2024. We have a new administrative development and volunteer coordinator. Mm-hmm. We have a new DV Housing First coordinator. And some of the ideas that they are bringing to the table to enhance the programs that we already have are just amazing. And we're excited to roll those out in 2024. One of the things that we're really looking at is enhancing our community involvement and diversifying our funding at the Family Center and things like that. So we are going to be having some new events, some new fundraising events coming out in 2024, where there's talk of a golf outing in the summer and a few other different things. So those things are going to be exciting as we get details out. I know that there has been some talk in the community about men in the kitchen and what that might look like in the future. And we are in conversation about bringing that back for early 2025. So there's a lot of planning happening in early 2024 to bring a lot of new and exciting things.
Oh, that's all.
No. Yeah, exactly.
I'm sorry. We don't have light moments enough. That's awesome. That is so cool. Yeah. There are so many different things there that we can touch on here. And I think we could spend hours talking about almost every one of those things. Mm-hmm. Just as a quick note, getting a chance to be a part of the last Men in the Kitchen and MC that was one of the greatest things I've ever done in my career. I loved it. It was so amazing. It was something that I talk about and ramble about whenever I have a chance, in part because and you know this better than I do, but we're in a time now where we're not having to hush our voices anymore, that we're finally at a place where we can talk about these things openly, that this conversation is something that we're all having, and if not thinking in our heads. But at the time, I was still new to some of that and learning some of that myself. And I had never been to a Family Center event, and I went there and just to MC, and I'm a big fan of Sue and Deb, and you know, they asked me to do it, and they asked me to do anything, and I'm going to do it. And I show up. And the moment I walk in, there's Mayor Blazer. There's our mayor right there. There's the head of the Rafters at the time, Andy Francis. Our River Kings are there. Our head of police is there from the Rapids Police Department. Sheriff Becker is there. And I didn't even know Sean at the time. And we got to know each other from that event in some ways. Like, I didn't just see community members standing up. I didn't see just community members being on the right side of history. I saw men in there doing that.
Absolutely.
And that to me is not only not the biggest part of this, but it matters. It shows something that we're standing on this, that we're standing by this and everything. And having events like that in our community and having the Family Center in our community at these, having more events, hosting more events, it brings the topic up more.
Absolutely.
It makes it much more, just even more and more like, it's always been okay in our heads, but making it more and more okay for people to say out loud.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I look forward to so much is seeing the community stand up and get involved, seeing the community take a stand against domestic violence and sexual assault, and us being out in the community. And, you know, maybe we have something at Lunch by the River or whatever it is for people to come and talk with the Family Center, to whether that's for education, to learn more about what does it mean? What is domestic violence? What is sexual assault? Or if it's to find out how they can get involved or what they can do to make an impact in our community. And so looking for many different ways through our fundraising events and all that, but other community events as well. We would love to come and share our mission, share what we're doing, educate the community, because without those education pieces, we don't know what we don't know. We don't know what we're not taught. And so being in a position to be able to teach the community about these things and about what they can do to take a stand against domestic violence and sexual assault.
You mentioned some new positions over at the Family Center. What brought about those positions, and how are they going to help you and your team do the work you do over there?
Yeah, absolutely. So our Amy Scheid is our Administrative Development and Volunteer Coordinator. And so she is going to be the face when you come in to make a donation or whatever that might be. She will be the person that greets you at the door. And really looking with me coming in as the new executive director, making our team based on our strengths. So fitting the team to meet the strengths of everybody involved. And then Amy is also the volunteer coordinator, and she's an amazing people person. She loves people, and I'm just excited to see her shine in that role. She will be working very hard in these first few months of 2024 to roll out a new volunteer program. We have, for safety reasons, background checks and things like that, that we need our volunteers to go through. And so she's really going to be rolling out some good training opportunities and then coming up with new ways for volunteers to get involved. We are facing some significant funding cuts at the state and federal level in 2024, and volunteers will be more important than ever and taking on different roles. And what is it that in your heart you want to do, and how can we meet that need within the Family Center to get the community involved and to get volunteers more involved? So I'm really looking forward to that with our administrative development and volunteer coordinator. It's going to be a really new kind of fresh program for volunteers. So that's really exciting.
If I can, just for a second, the fact that we are losing funding in a category that we all seen the stats coming into this year of last year with the rise of domestic violence acts and some of these things, and the fact that funding is being cut is the definition of idiotic and ridiculous. And it is a failure on our government and a failure on the people that we vote into office when those kind of things happen. That's why in 2024, in an election year, it is so vital to understand who you are voting for and where they stand on these issues. I will get off my soapbox now. you bring up Amy. We love Amy. We appreciate Amy so much and all the good work that she does. And in a position like that, I kind of think that we might see some things rise up a little bit here and everything.
I'm very excited.
That's very cool. And I appreciate so much something that you said there, Tricia, with your team's skills and their strengths and leaning into those. We need more of that management, like certainly at the Family Center, but really every business could use more of that, of seeing your employees as human beings and seeing their skill sets and leaning into those. I admire that a lot. I like that a lot. I think that only enhances the work that you guys are going to do over there and what you can do for our community.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the things since coming onto the team that I've really been focused on is our team and our family at the Family Center. We've been doing just some fun kind of pop-up, you know, we had a Frozen Friday where we had ice cream sundaes and things like that. Just really working on that team building. I cannot appreciate our advocates and all of the administrative staff, everybody that works at the Family Center enough and the amazing work that they do. It isn't easy. The things that they see and do every day are very difficult. And so the more that we can ensure that their skills and what their strengths are what they're using in their roles, the better. And the more that we can do team building and have some of that downtime together, we're just better as an organization and we're better able to serve the survivors that we're serving in our community.
Very well said. Another thing that I appreciate about these events that, you know, when we're able to do community events, oftentimes like Touch a Truck or even Men in the Kitchen, some of these events from past or the ones we've done in the recent future involve our police departments or our sheriff's departments in that. And while there's a lot of layers to that of why that is fantastic to see and to see the Family Center and our police departments standing side by side, we see them together. We see them as one in many ways. And I think that's vital, important with domestic violence in general. But also it has this added layer, this added bonus to it as well of, you know, making them human. I talk with Sheriff Becker a lot about this, that it's very important for us going forward as a society to understand looking at not just the badge, but the human being behind that and knowing that. Yeah, there's nobody that hates bad cops more than Sheriff Becker, more than good cops, more than good people and stuff. And we have a chance with these events to build that bridge better, to make that bridge stronger, which you may not think applies directly to the Family Center, but it does. If a little kid feels that they can trust an officer and that's somebody they can go to, you know, God willing, they never have to. But if they do, especially in a domestic violence situation, that bond matters. Those connections matter. If I'm a person struggling with domestic violence in this community and I see that the police department is hand in hand with the Family Center, I'm going to trust going to the police department, because it can't be forgotten to people. I'm not talking about our community, but in communities in this world, not just in America, in this world, that was a big catch. That was something that held people back from reporting on domestic violence oftentimes, was not knowing if the police department, they could trust them.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean,
yep. And our relationships and the work that we do together is vital. We couldn't do what we do without the police department and the sheriff's department support. We truly couldn't. The sheriff's department has office hours where a deputy comes in and has office hours at the family center, whether that's for sheltered clients or walk-in clients can come in and talk to an officer if they choose in a safe environment, and having them at our events. And one of the things that I love the most is you could go to Sheriff Becker and ask him about the family center, and he would be able to educate you in what we do. And that speaks volumes, because that is not the norm, I guess, in a lot of communities, mm-hmm. where the sheriff would be able to speak to the resources and things like that within the community. So we appreciate those relationships so much.
I don't want his ears to burn off from us talking about him too much or anything. He needs those ears. He's got glasses. But we are fortunate in this community to have a sheriff like that. Mm-hmm. And it's noteworthy. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that, that what he does and the work that's going on here with you guys and the sheriff's department. It's vital going forward.
Yeah.
I want to talk about a couple of other things with the family center and volunteering, but I can't help taking the opportunity. We never get a chance to talk about the Hannah Center.
Yeah.
And if you don't mind, I wouldn't mind taking a minute or two just touching on that and the work that goes on at the Hannah Center, if you don't mind.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. The Hannah Center is a wonderful nonprofit organization, and currently in Wisconsin Rapids, they now have a location here, are working on renovations, and it's a longer-term program where the focus is on life skills and teaching women in crisis the life skills that they need to live successfully independently. We are so looking forward to the relationship between the Family Center and the Hannah Center. The Family Center offers a safe and secure environment when a person's safety is at risk because of domestic violence or sexual assault. What we see a lot of times is people coming out of those environments who now don't necessarily have the skills that they need to live successful independently because of the relationship that they were in and because of the isolation and all of the many, many factors that take place within a domestic violent relationship. And so this will enhance the work that we do so much by being able to, once there's no longer a threat to a person's safety, refer that person to the Hannah Center if it's appropriate, where they can then go into a long-term program and work on life skills and things like that. I have a great relationship with Christy Novinsky, the director here in Wisconsin Rapids. And in my work in Marshfield, the Family Center and the Hannah Center made referrals back and forth, even then when we were only in Marshfield, when the Hannah Center was only in Marshfield. So really excited to have a location here. And then Mary's Place, too. Yeah. And to be able to, again, same thing, right? Make referrals back and forth, ensure that the people in our community are safe and have the resources and the connections that they need. We all need a community of people around us. None of us can do life without a community of people. Mm-hmm. And the new things that are coming to Wisconsin Rapids are going to make that just so much better for the people in need in our community.
We're fortunate here. We're really close with our United Way, and we have the CEO United Way, Terry Johns, on with us all the time. She's like a big sister to me and puts up with me. Don't tell her I said any of that. But one of the things that I noted from Terry and working with her on air, off air, and talking with her a lot is how much this community has grown when it comes to nonprofits being crabs in a barrel and everybody reaching for that $1 and pulling each other down. That's not this community anymore.
No.
We're stronger together.
Mm-hmm.
And when I think of the way that the United Way works with other nonprofits, I think of how much that strengthens things and makes things better. And if I can, on this level, when we're talking about the Family Center, Mary's Place, the Hannah Center, these groups working together, that's the definition of this. Mm-hmm. That is true strength. That is true power right there. Combining those forces and working together. We can't have enough all hands on deck with this situation, with this topic. And so we're better suited that way. We're stronger from that.
Yeah, and it's amazing to see the leaders in these organizations. We've had some meetings over at Love, Inc. and gathering some information and getting some classes going specifically for clients at these places. And so to come to a table with the leaders in all these organizations to work for the better good for the people that we serve. It's humbling. It's a humbling process to be a part of, and it's so exciting. And sometimes we want to shout things from the rooftops, but some of these things that we do are more behind closed doors for the safety and security of our participants. But it's exciting, and it's so good to see, like you said, that's not always how it's been, where everybody's working together for the greater good. And that's truly what I'm seeing in Wisconsin Rapids and within, from the United Way to us and Love Inc. and all of the different organizations really working together.
As we're wrapping up, got a couple of minutes left. Is there anything else you wanted to touch on that we didn't have a chance to?
Yeah, one of the things that I just thought of, another exciting piece that we've been doing. So for quite a while, our sexual assault advocates and one of our prevention advocates have been in the middle and high school levels. So really talking with teens about healthy relationships and doing support groups and our Hmong advocates in the middle and high school levels. And new in 2024, actually just this week, our child and youth advocate had her first class at one of the elementary schools. Cool. So starting to teach children, I think it was a second grade class was her first one. So really starting to teach kids from a very young age about healthy friendships. You know, we start with healthy friendships. What does it mean to be a healthy friend? Yeah. What does it mean to be, what does it mean to show kindness to our friends and those types of things? And what do you do in a hard situation where maybe somebody isn't kind to you? And so Elizabeth is our child and youth services coordinator, and she has worked really hard to get into some of the elementary schools. Just really excited to watch that expand, because I think we all know that the younger we can teach these skills and what a healthy relationship is and how to identify healthy relationships or red flags in a friendship or any of those things, the better we're going to be as a community in generations to come. So that's really exciting, and I'm excited to see that grow in 2024 as well.
Thank you so much for sharing that. That is fantastic. Yeah. That's wonderful to hear. I wanted to wrap up talking a little volunteering and encourage people to volunteer and what it means to volunteer at the Family Center. I think for some in years past when I've brought this up, sometimes they, well, I'm not comfortable with this or I'm not comfortable with that. There is opportunities, you know, with the Family Center to do some kind of hands-on work, if you will. But the Family Center is also looking for volunteers. Do you know how to shovel? Do you know how to mow? Like, have you painted before? Like, there's things like that that you
please
can do.
See us.
Yes, please come and help. And not to be, it's nothing that's taken lightly either, because it may, you may not think, well, it's just a, I'm just mowing the lawn. I'm not doing anything that big. Yes, you are. Mm-hmm. The more things we can do like that, the more that you and your team are free to do the vital work that you're needed.
Yeah, that's exactly the truth of it. And we have, just like you said, everything from lawn mowing and shoveling to answering the crisis line if you feel skilled in that area. And of course, we provide training and all that. So you can get hands-on within, inside the Family Center, or painting. You know, we have a hallway that looks atrocious and really needs to be painted. And so come in and paint for us. We're going to have a lot of needs as we come through. We have a donation center. So we have donation volunteers that come in, and we need more donation volunteers to sort the donations. They're filling for our outreach clients, filling from the food pantry and getting those out into the community. And there's just going to be so many things. Again, as we're facing some of these funding cuts and things, our volunteers are going to be more vital than ever to allow our advocates and our staff to be boots on the ground out in the community doing the work that we need to do. And if you're not sure, if you don't know if the Family Center is a good fit for you with the skills that you have or what you're interested in doing, give us a call. Ask for Amy. And she will be happy to talk with you about some of the opportunities we have. And the other thing I'm excited about is Amy is going to be excellent at looking and seeing, okay, this person wants to do this. We don't necessarily have a volunteer role for that right now, but we could really use this and creating new things. So we're very, very open. If you're at all interested or curious, give us a call. And we'd be happy to talk to you about what that looks like.
This falls on all of us. It isn't just the members of the Family Center. This is a topic that affects all of us. It falls on all of us, and history will judge all of us. So show where you are on the right side of history. The Family Center, for a very long time, for many years, has had this community's back. Let's show them that we have theirs by volunteering, by helping out. It is a great way to be able to put back into things, and they are amazing people that you get to be around. So that part is a fun added bonus to all of it. And I do want to remind everybody, before before we wrap up, Tricia, that 715-421-1511, that is the Family Center's crisis line. That line is available 24/7 if you are in need. Please do not hesitate. 421-1511 is the number. If people do want to find out more about some of the things we talked about or volunteering, how can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, so we have a Facebook page. You can follow us on social media and shoot us a message through our Facebook page. You can go to our website, which is familycenter.org, or you can give us a call anytime, and we'd be happy to chat with you and see how we can bring you in and get you involved.
Tricia Faulkner joining us. And the only way I'm ever going to get your name right is if you come in more and more.
Yeah, great. So
you're just going to have to come in more.
Yeah,
sorry.
Excellent.
That's the only way it's going to work. No, thank you so much. I appreciate you. We'll be back with more Midday Magazine tomorrow right here on WFHR, Locally Grown Radio.
Locally Grown Radio, WFHR.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News Brief.